One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You are listening to HHS bonus content from the Hillbilly Horror Stories Network. This bonus content is released during the week for your listening pleasure while awaiting the release of Sunday's actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episode. All bonus content will be listed as HHS Presents or HHS Midweek, while the actual Hillbilly Horror Stories episodes will have only an episode number and a title listed, for example, 187, The Kentucky Vampires. Those episodes are a longer deep dive into a particular subject. If you are new to the show and the bonuses aren't your style, get the full-length episode to try. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome to episode 11 of Fear of the Week with author Leslie Fear. She'll be on a little bit later to tell you about zombie ant fungus.
Oh, heck no.
Of course, I'm Jerry and I'm joined by Kristen.
Hello again, friends.
And we have a very short paranormal news story to tell you.
But I bet it's long and full of awesome facts.
It's another British story. I get a lot of these British because the British, for some reason, put a lot of these stories in the actual newspaper.
Oh, really?
So it's easier to find them.
Yeah.
Mom can't sleep after seeing ghost baby in cot, and it's all the husband's fault.
Of course it is.
A mom has gone viral on social media after sharing the nightmarish ordeal she went through involving a ghost baby. Have you ever had a close encounter with the paranormal? One mom recently found herself in a spooky situation after spotting what she thought was a ghost baby in her son's cot.
Oh my gosh.
Checking on her little one via the baby monitor, Martiza Elizabeth says she freaked out when she saw a ghostly figure curled up in the bed beside him.
Oh my gosh. I would freak. Oh.
The nightmarish sight left the 32-year-old barely able to sleep through the night. But what, did she just like go right back to bed?
She just left her baby in the cot? Oh my God. Call CPS. Lady.
Anyways, she was barely able to sleep through the night. But after some brave investigating, she discovered that she was really lurking in her child's room. Or she discovered what was really lurking in her child's room. In a viral post on Facebook, Maritza, who is a stay-at-home parent from Naperville, Illinois. Oh, so this is in America.
Oh.
Recounted, but the story is, it was in a British newspaper. Oh. The Daily Mirror, to be exact. Okay, anyway, sorry. It turns out that what she had initially mistaken for a ghost was actually a picture of a baby on her son's mattress. The picture wasn't normally visible in the bed, but her husband had recently changed the sheets and forgotten to put on the mattress protector. She explained, "So last night, I was positive there was a ghost baby in the bed with my son. I was freaked out. I barely slept. I even tried creeping in there with a flashlight while my son was sleeping. But this morning, I go in to investigate a little bit further. It turns out my husband just forgot to put the mattress protector on when he changed the sheets. So I could kill him." So I guess the mattress thing was laying beside the baby.
I'm still in awe at the fact that she just like went back to sleep and then tossed and turned and then investigated a little bit, but then went back to sleep and then further investigated during the day the next day while her child was still in the cot.
I think she probably went in there. They just didn't say it. I think she probably went in there with the shit. But, I mean, if you'd have went there, you would have saw it, right?
Yeah, she said she went in there with a flashlight while her baby was sleeping. She left the baby.
One amused Facebook user commented, "Oh, my God, I would have lost my
poop
and ran in there." Or, let's be honest, "I'd make my husband run in there."
Oh, that's even better.
Another replied, "That looks terrifying on the monitor. No wonder you were freaking out." A third added, "I'm crying. you said, sorry, son, I love you, but this blank can wait till morning light.
See?
So she didn't go in there.
Oh, who did they say the name of the person who made that comment?
No. No.
Whoever you are, you said it right, sister or brother. I'm sure it was a girl. That is too funny. Speaking, that reminds me, I need to put my sheets in the dryer.
So, have you ever had any situations with your kids to where you thought, where you like saw something or reacted away because you thought something was happening and then it turned out it was not the case at all? Like where she saw that on the baby monitor?
I can't think of anything. When the girls were younger, they didn't have, well, they might have had the baby monitors where you can see, but I just could not afford them. They're like outrageously expensive.
But I mean, like anything. Like we had one time where, this was so crazy, when we Amber was, my daughter was probably 8, mm-hmm. maybe. She had a friend next door, and she had a friend across the street. So we lived on a court, and mm-hmm. we didn't normally let her go run around. We always knew where she was.
Yeah.
We were getting ready, myself and her mother were getting ready to go somewhere, and we couldn't find her.
Oh, my gosh.
And we went next door, and we're like, hey, you know, is Amber here? And they're like, no. And then we went across the street, and they said she wasn't there. And that's the only place. So we literally went into, like, panic mode. Mm-hmm. And she was across the street, and they just didn't know. So, but I mean, that's one of those instances. So it wasn't a baby monitor, mm-hmm. but it was something that freaked us out, and it really wasn't anything to be freaked about, but we didn't know that at the time.
My cat ran away for like 3 weeks one time. I thought he was gone forever. And then he showed back up on the deck one night.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Just kidding. We still got to listen to Leslie's story about these ant funguses.
Dead ant.
Yeah, this is actually a really cool story, so
I'm excited to hear it.
All right, well, let's listen to Leslie.
Okie dokie.
You are listening to the Fear of the Week. With author Leslie Fear.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Fear of the Week with author Leslie Fear. Check out all of her books on Amazon. Leslie, welcome back to the show.
I'm so glad to be
here.
Hey guys, hey.
I like how I said Leslie, welcome back, and Tracy felt the need to chime in and say hi. Like she suddenly forgot her name.
Hey, you know what? She is excited to hear my voice just like I am excited to hear her voice. So there you go.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
So Leslie, I know the next couple of episodes have some awesome stuff, and we're getting back to the more weird type topics. Last two or three have been kind of fun, and this one's going to be fun too, but I think this one is a unique topic that I bet a lot of people have never heard about.
No, and in fact, you sent me this article, and I thought it was very fascinating, so we're going to talk about it tonight, so thank you for this.
You're welcome. I thought of you as soon as I heard about it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Hey, when I hear weird, disgusting, crazy stuff, I immediately think of you.
Well, thank you. That's such a compliment. Thank you. Well, tonight we're going to talk about zombie ant fungus. And what is that?
What?
Yeah.
The heck is that? Yeah.
Well, to find the world's most sinister examples of mind control, don't look to science fiction. Instead, go to the tropical country of Brazil. Is that crazy? You go to a tropical country like Brazil, and then you venture like deep in the forest, and if you see like a leaf hanging around 25 centimeters above the forest floor, no more, no less, and if you might be in luck because you'll find it clinging to and clamped to the jaws of an ant. And you're like, okay, well, what's the big deal on that? Well, this fungus actually infects carpenter ants because it grows through the insect's body, draining it of nutrients and hijacking its mind.
What the heck?
I know. Now, you guys will have to Google this later because the picture is cool. But over a course of a week, it compels the ant to leave the safety of its nest and ascend to a nearby plant stem. And then it stops the ant at exactly that 25 centimeters, like I just told you guys, and that's like a zone that's precisely the right temperature and humidity for the fungus to grow. Then it forces the ant to permanently lock its mandibles around the leaf. So eventually, it sends this long stalk through the ant's head, and it growing into like this bulbous capsule full of spores. And because the ant is typically like right above where its colony is, you know, foraging on the ground, the fungal spores rain down on the little ants below, the little sister ants, zombifying them in return.
How do they know to do that?
I don't know. I think I don't even understand it. It's the fungus. It's found a way to get inside ants. It's just like any kind of fungus that gets inside fungus on your feet. I don't know. I mean...
That is so bizarre. That is bizarre.
Yeah. And it's the fungus's skill is colonizing these ants. It's crazy. You know, this organism is like it's a monster. And it's just, I couldn't believe it when I was reading this. And I'm sure Jerry's just like, yeah, this is cool. It's a little scary though. It is a little scary.
I mean, think about it. So this fungus gets into the ant. Mm-hmm. It basically tells the ant, go climb up this leaf to this certain point and then latch onto it. Mm-hmm. And then this thing just grows straight out of the ant, like it's a little chia pet or something. And I mean, just think about what has to happen.
I
can't wrap my head around it.
It's survival of the fittest. I really do think it's like why all of a sudden some fish grew the legs and became lizards or whatever they, you know, it's like that. I mean, it's just, they can form.
But I can't understand how this fungus, by getting into the ant, can manipulate its mind to make it climb up and then latch on. I just can't understand how it could, because I can understand how it can cripple it somehow. Mm-hmm. I can't understand how it can make it change its whole thought pattern, because that's what it does.
Yeah, how it does.
That's just crazy.
It is, and it's just it gets in there. It talks about it like budding copies of themselves inside the bulbous of the thing coming out of its head, and then when it rains, the cells drop down into the ant pile, and then all of those ants are infected by the same fungus. And like I said, it truly is. That's how they survive. I don't understand it. But think about it, it's probably been around for billions of years. It's had a lot of time to think about it.
<You know? laughs> I've seen in the ocean, and I don't remember all the details I wasn't prepared really to talk about this tonight, but I've seen in the ocean to where these little things will latch onto a fish and grab onto its tongue and does basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. It takes over the entire fish and manipulates it just by, you know, being a part of its tongue.
Right.
And it's kind of crazy. So, I mean, it happens in other areas of life.
Exactly. And I talked in this article about it taking its brain cells. So it does manipulate the mind, but it doesn't invade the brain. I didn't even know ants had brains.
Me neither.
But they do. They talk about it in this article. So I'm just like, how is this? Just like Jerry, I'm like, how is this possible? I don't even understand it. But they infiltrate the ant's entire body, including its head, but they leave the brain untouched. There are other parasites that manipulate their host without destroying their brains. And they didn't say specifically, but I think the thing about the fish, let's see, while forcing the fish to behave erratically and drew attention to the birds, the flatworms, for their next host. See how they're going to different organisms, going to different animals, however they can get to the next, whatever they can get to keep their fungus growing. That's incredible. And that makes me a lot more scared of the coronavirus.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what I mean? Something inside my head. I don't even know what's going on. All of a sudden, I'm walking down the street all zombified, looking for whatever to spore them into another person. It's like the body snatchers.
You got mites making love all over your face at the same time.
See, I could just be a petri dish of walking zombiness. But you know, that's my little article on zombie ants.
You know, I knew that ants had brains because they're pretty smart in the way that they do stuff.
Yeah, I just...
And plus, they follow each other. They'll, you know, if you take one ant that'll start walking in a circle, all the other ants will just start walking in a circle following them, and they'll walk into a circle until they die. Did you know that?
I did not know because, you know, I can't... What do they have, little brains like us? I'm kidding, they don't. But I mean, it's like, do crickets have brains? Do grasshoppers? It's just, I never thought about insects having actual brains. But
I guess they have to.
I guess they have to. Just, I don't know. But, you know, fungus don't have brains, but they have to have something going on to be that smart. Too many...
Well, that's why they got to use that. That's why they got to use the ant's brain. That's why they don't penetrate it.
That's right.
They're sharing it.
They got to share it, man.
I wonder if they leave, if they're like really polite. They're like, well, thanks for being a perfect host this weekend.
Yeah. They said, thanks for, yeah, we love the wine. Anyway, that is my take on zombie ants. And you guys can Google it. And I guess I'll see myself out.
So what's your thoughts on zombie ants?
I'm thoroughly disgusted. That is so disgusting.
I just thought it was cool that, I mean, I just can't get over the fact that a spore or a fungus can actually get into an animal and control its mind to go exactly where it wants it to go. It just blows my mind.
I mean, it is pretty interesting, but at the same time, I can't get over. I'm just picturing it coming out of the ant and it just looking like I don't even know. Roots in general, like when you have potatoes too long and they start sprouting, that makes me thoroughly disgusted. Like, seriously. So you could imagine a bug. Ew.
So most people would be like affected, like the movie Roots would be like, oh my God, that was disgusting, and how people were treated back. But you're disgusted by actual roots.
Heck yeah, man.
That come out of...
One time I tried to make soup beans and... I don't even know what happened. The beans ended up soaking.
Why do people
soaking.
Call it soup beans? It's either bean soup.
It's soup beans.
That makes zero sense.
Soup beans, cornbread. And I left them in the pot. They weren't cooked. They were sitting in the water. I can't remember like what happened. But then they started sprouting.
How long did you have these things sitting in the water? That don't happen overnight.
I'm pretty sure it was overnight.
I'm pretty sure it was over a week.
There's no way. I would never have let that sit out for a week. Anyways, it was so nasty.
Why did you have beans just sitting in water anyway? Why wouldn't they cook it?
I don't remember. This was like 15 years ago. Wait, how old am I? Was like 10 or 7 years ago. I don't remember. I'm tired.
Guys. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.